Tony Broom Ministries welcomes you for the following sermon entitled, The Words and Works of Jesus. The Words and Works of Jesus. His words and His works are so closely intertwined. Now, God spoke to people through the prophets, and the Old Testament talks about that. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. So God spoke to Israel through the prophets. He spoke to the world through the prophets. And God made sure that His message got out. And the way that He dealt with the world is by speaking His word. And many times He spoke directly to people. And of course He spoke to the prophets. And He spoke to the nations through His servants, the prophets. And so He said, this is my message that I give to you. I want you to know that I am speaking and the Lord God will do nothing. God didn't have to reveal Himself to us. He could have kept Himself in a corner, but He didn't. He revealed Himself to us and He continues to reveal Himself to us. But He says, I will do nothing except that I reveal my secret, the secret things of God unto His servants by the prophets. And so Hebrews talks about that. Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. So it is true that God spoke to the world through the prophets. And we are supposed to hear God's word and what He says to us through the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken unto us by His Son. Now that is His words, the words and works of Jesus. He spoke in sundry times, divers manners in time past to the fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, and we're certainly living in the last days, He has spoken unto us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. So Jesus spoke to us, that's His words, and He made the world. God used Jesus to make or create the world. That's His works. So we have His words and we have His works. His words is what He spoke to us, and His works are and is what He does to us and for us. He spoke to us by His Son. Jesus speaks to us, that's His word. And He is the one that made the worlds. He used Jesus to create the world. That's His work. So we see that right there together, His words and His works go together. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, they were there on the Mount of Transfiguration, and they were seeing the glory of Christ. His raiment was bright, and He was shining before them. And so they got excited. Peter said, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three little tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while He yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. So God is telling us specifically and distinctly to hear what Jesus has to say. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye Him. Listen to Him. Listen to His words and the words that He speaks to us. Jesus said, John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words give life through the Spirit, and the Spirit brings about and causes the work to take place. So you see again how intertwined the words of Jesus and the works of Jesus are. The words and works of Jesus. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The Spirit gives life. The flesh does not profit anything. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words give life through the Spirit, which causes and brings about the works to take place. Jesus speaks wonderful words of life to us. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. And there's so many words of Jesus. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. He speaks to us in Matthew on the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon by the greatest preacher who ever preached. He speaks to us things like the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who give mercy, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And he gives us his words of healing. He said, I will heal you. I will make you whole. Jairus' daughter, the woman with the issue of blood, the centurion's servant, the leper who came to him. Over and over, he speaks words of mercy. He speaks words of life. And he tells the disciples, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be afraid. Over and over, he speaks to us his word. And we find the words of Jesus throughout the Gospels. In John chapter 14, verses 10 through 14, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And that question is asked in such a way like this. Boys, don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? You do believe that, boys, don't you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. And so he said, the words that I speak to you, I'm not speaking of myself. I'm not speaking of my own accord. I'm not coming up with my own words. If Jesus had said, now these words are my words, and we know that it's the words of Jesus. When you read the Bible, you read red in the Bible, and you read the red writing, the letters, you know that's the words of Jesus. And we say, that's the words of Jesus. Those are Jesus' words. And in that sense, we're right. But if Jesus would have said, this is my word, don't pay any attention to the Father, don't worry about him, this is my word, they would have had every right to accuse him. They could have accused him of being a self-homemade God. But he said, yeah, I'm speaking the word, but it's not my word, it's the word of him that sent me. Don't you believe that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who dwells in me. He is the one who is doing the works. The words and the works come from the Father through the Son. And so it's the Son of God who gives us the Word of God, and God the Father speaks to us through the Son. It's because of the Son of God that we have the Word of God. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. His words help us to believe his works. And in the same manner, his works help us to believe his words. See how they go together? He said, this work that I'm doing, believe me that I am in the Father. He said, don't you believe that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? You do believe that, don't you? Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. And if you find that kind of hard to believe, at least believe the works. At least believe the very works. What I'm doing, you can see that it's God. You can see that it's the hand of God. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. His words help us to believe his works, and his works help us to believe his words. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Believe his words and do his works. You say, well, I can't do the works of Jesus. And I might say, well, I cannot do the works of Jesus. Do you know that that is why we're not doing the works of Jesus? Is because we're saying that we cannot do the works of Jesus? When you say, I can't do the works of Jesus, I cannot do that. When we say that, that's exactly what happens. We are not doing the works of Jesus because we don't believe that we can. And we know that we cannot in ourselves. But Jesus said, verily, verily, truly, truly. That's something you pay attention to. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus did great works, and nobody has done works like Jesus did. But yet, we should be doing the works of Jesus. Greater works. Well, certainly more works. Because Jesus had a limited time to stay here on earth. And he did as much as he could while he was here on earth. healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils, cleansing the lepers. He did all he could while he was here on earth. And he did the Father's work, and he spoke the Father's words the whole time he was here on earth. And so he said, I've got to go now. But if you believe on me, the works that I do, you will do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And we might say, how in the world will that happen? It's because of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God gives us the gifts of God, the Spirit. He operates in and through us, and we're able to do the work of the Lord. Believe his words and do his works. If we do not believe his words, it's no great wonder that we're not doing his works. But if we believe his words, and how do you know that you believe his words? Well, I know you believe his words and you love him, and you're saved. But he said right here, and people just choke on the scripture. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If we believe his words, then we can do his works. But if we say, no, that's died out with the apostles, that doesn't happen anymore, then we don't have to worry about doing the works of Jesus, because we'll not be able to do the works of Jesus because we don't believe his words. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Twice he said it. If you ask anything in my name, that's his works. What are we asking? We're asking him to do something. We're asking him to come through for us. We're asking him to raise our loved ones up. We're asking him to bless and to prosper us and to help us out of the situation and the crisis that we find ourselves in. We're asking him to do something. He said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. It's all to bring glory to God, and Jesus is God, but he said, I want to bring glory to my Father. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Twice he says it, that we're to ask anything in his name. That's his works. I will do it. It's his words. We have his word. His word of promise that says, if we ask it in his name, that he will do it. In John 15:22, if I had not come and spoken unto them, that's his words. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. If Jesus had not come and spoken God the Father's word to us, he said, if I had not come and spoken to them, they had not had sin. In other words, they could say, plead ignorance or plead the fifth or whatever you want to plead. They could have had somewhat of an excuse, perhaps. If I had not come and spoken to them, they had not had sin. The guilt and dominion of sin wouldn't be so great on us. But it's greater now since Jesus has come and spoken God's word to us. If I had not come and spoken to them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak, they have no covering, they have no excuse for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. The Pharisees of that day said, we don't like you. We don't want you here. We want you to be gone. But, oh, we love God. Jesus said, no way, Jose. If you hate me, you hate the Father. If you love me, you love the Father. We show how we feel about God the way that we feel about Jesus. And they thought they loved God, but they hated Jesus. Jesus said, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. Jesus did works, miracles, healings that nobody else had done. He said, if I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sin. Their sin would not be so great. But now have they both seen and hated me and my Father. They hated the Father. They hated the Son. They saw the Son in the sense that he was there with them, and they saw the Father in the Word, but they hated both me and my Father, he said. His words reveal our sin, and his works reveal his grace to save us. He came to save us, and his works reveal that. His word shows us our sin, the place in our life that we need to repent and get right with God. If I had not spoken to them my words, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak, they have no cover up for their sin, because I have spoken my word to them. If I had not done among them the works, the miracles that nobody else has done, they had not had sin. But now they have seen and hated me and my Father. His words reveal our sin, and his works reveal his grace to save us. To deny his words and his works prove that we hate him. To believe them shows that we love him. It's how we feel about the works of Jesus. It's how we feel about the works of Jesus, what he has done in our life. It shows that we love God. When we love Jesus, we love God. When we love God, we love Jesus. And John the Apostle puts it so plainly as he said, "He who has a Father has a Son. He who has a Son has a Father also." This is life. Life, and he came to give us life. He who has a Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. It's simple, because the gospel is simple. Thank God for a simple gospel that works. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. The old time religion is not complicated. It's not wishy-washy. It's not vacillating. It's not changing from one day to another, from one moment to another, from one network to another. If you don't like one network, you choose and go to another one, they'll tell you something else, but all of them tell you half truth wrapped up in a lie. And so it's all the same thing. But God's word is not that way. His words and his works, sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. And he talks to us about his word. He talks to us about his works. His works are based on his word. His word provides the faith that we need for his works. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for an opportunity to talk about the words and works of Jesus, because there's no other that's spoken like this man. There's no other that brings to us. We have to say like the Apostle Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of everlasting life." And we thank you, Lord, that you speak your word into our hearts. And there are no other works like the works of Jesus. The greatest work of all is what you perform in our life. When you raise us up from the dead and cause us to sit with you in heavenly places, you quickened our spirit and brought us alive. We were dead in sins and trespasses, and you brought us to salvation in Jesus Christ. The greatest miracle of all is a new born-again experience. And we thank you that we have that. And the rest of it is a piece of cake. Or the works that we're trying to believe you for, we don't have to try to believe. All we have to do is put our faith and trust in you. And we thank you, Lord, that you give us your plan of salvation that will reach the world. Reaching the world for Jesus Christ by his word and through his works. These signs will follow those who believe. They will speak my word, will speak with new tongues. They will cast out demons. They will be protected from evil things, and they'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And we thank you, Lord, that your word is still true. And we thank you, Lord, that your works are still real. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to the sermon entitled The Words and Works of Jesus. This has been a production of Tony Broome Ministries.